From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Joining me today on the program, it's singer-songwriter Adam Blessing. Adam has been gaining a lot of traction in the area recently with performances at the Ware Center in Lancaster and last month's Central PA Showcase at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. After many years of performing covers in pubs around the Tri-County area, Adam's original music is finally taking center stage.
I've only been able to kind of get that original ball rolling and be able to splice it in. I've kind of had to walk two sides of the line there, and Lancaster County lets you do that. You know, I have to pick the different gigs to do that, though. Like, we went to World Cafe Live. That was the night where I could just do my originals, finally. Thank you.
Coming up, it's Adam Blessing. And it's Mickle time on Around the Wood Stove. Our good buddy Mike McMonagle joins us once again for his monthly look at the live music scene here in Lancaster. For tips on the best shows this month, stay tuned for Mickle time. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Coming up on February 23rd, Ruby Red House Concerts presents Philly-based singer-songwriter Christopher Bond. Christopher's Moon Palace project is a mix of atmospheric guitars, layered vocals, and electronics for a very unique sound. Seats are limited and reservations are required. You can find out more about this concert at the show post for today's episode at our website, woodstovehouse.com. You can also learn more about Christopher Bond on episode 74 of this program. It's Christopher Bond at Ruby Red House Concerts on February 23rd. Woodstove House is proud to welcome the Laura Cortese Trio along with Dietrich Strauss to the Community Room on Wednesday evening, February 27th. Dietrich is a Lancaster native who has been living and touring out of Boston for the past 4 years. He and Laura's string trio are currently on tour and will be making a rare appearance here in his hometown. Doors open for the BYOB event at 7 p.m. There's a suggested donation of $15 and all proceeds go to the musicians. It's Laura Cortese and Dietrich Strauss at the Community Room, 19 North Prince Street. That's directly above Prince Street Cafe on Wednesday, February 27th. Doors at 7, music at 8. Here's Perfect Tuesdays from Laura Cortese on Around the Wood Stove.
Perfect Tuesdays, a lonesome. Gray skies, lightning and rain. Down at the bar with a stranger in my arms. On a Tuesday night, I pretend to fall in love.
That's Laura Cortese with Perfect Tuesdays on Around the Wood Stove. Once again, we welcome Mike McMonagle back to the program with his picks for the best live music coming up this month in Lancaster and beyond. It's Mickle time on Around the Wood Stove. Mike, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's February.
It is.
What's going on in Lancaster?
I believe the days are getting a little longer.
That's sweet.
So that's that might be happening everywhere.
That was a Valentine's pun. That's sweet.
Oh, it is sweet. Yes. Actually, Valentine's this week as well. But we're going to go the day after Valentine's Day, right? The 15th of February. As you know, the Series 42 has been putting on this the Music Friday, although usually in the summertime is outside downtown. But they moved it inside for the colder months, which we all appreciate. So over at the Elks Lodge, we have touring act from Brooklyn, Roosevelt Dime, and local band Secondhand Suits are opening up.
Our buddies.
Yeah, well, Secondhand Suits might not be immediately familiar to all of our listeners here.
That's right.
They just about 2 weeks ago changed their name. They were originally the Unusual Suspects. Turns out that name was a little more usual than everyone had anticipated. So, you know, it's a new name, but they're the same great sound. I'm in love with these guys. Like, I have a musical crush on all four of them. They're fun to watch. They're very polished, bluesy, jazzy, gypsy, folk sound. All very intricate stuff that comes together in a very pleasing way. So,
and you know, for anybody who's interested in checking these guys out, go to Facebook and look them up, because they just published their upcoming dates for the next few months.
That's right.
They're playing everywhere.
They are.
They're going to be at the Central PA Showcase at World Cafe in Delaware.
Okay.
Coming up 28th of March. They're going to be at one of our Hans Herrhaus concerts this summer. But just, yeah, check out the list. Wood Stove House concert.
Oh, I've heard about them.
In March. Secondhand Suits, so AKA Unusual Suspects, at least for a while.
Yes.
What do you know about Roosevelt Dime?
Roosevelt Dime, just a month ago, they were here in town. They played at the Lancaster Dispensing Company on the exact same night as the Vinegar Creek CD release show.
Okay.
So, you know, it's two good bands, similar audiences. I'm happy to say that both shows were packed. So even though the Vinegar Creek guys did well, and Secondhand Suits or Unusual Suspects played that show as well. But Roosevelt Dime, they were over at Dipco, and you know, it's a very neo folk and kind of New Orleans tinged sound. It's
nice.
It's interesting. I'm told I wasn't there, as I was at the Chameleon that night, but I'm told that they have the best trumpet player to ever come through town.
Wow!
This guy is apparently, his reputation precedes him. So I'm putting that out there. I challenge our listeners here to go out and check it, and you know, link back up with us and let us know what you think, because these guys, very energetic, and everyone I spoke to that was there was very very sad that I missed it.
And, yeah,
I was actually yelled at by one person.
And that sounds just like a Series 42 kind of band.
Definitely. Series 42, it's all, I'm always happy to see what Fritz digs up. Mm-hmm. And he really keeps his ear to the street and brings in some great cutting edge Americana music that
it's awesome.
And he's not, it's not only Americana music, but I think it's great what he's brought to town.
Absolutely.
And he's got some great things up his sleeve. So, you know, in addition to this show, definitely check out the Series 42 Facebook page as well and see the events that they have coming around. So
every Music Friday in Lancaster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Moving forward, the following weekend, we have something that's very different for this area, and different for this area meaning the United States. We have an ensemble coming from Tuva region, which is in just north of the northern border of Mongolia. So
okay,
we're talking like Himalayan mountain
range
type of area. Alash Ensemble is the trio's name. They are Tuvan throat singers. And if you're not familiar with the art of throat singing, you should definitely, once this podcast is over, do a Google search and a YouTube search, because this is amazing stuff. The art has been likened to a human bagpipe. Basically, what happens is the vocal cords create this low drone sound, and then the same set of vocal cords creates higher pitch, almost like a whistle kind of sound, as many as four different overtones happening simultaneously with one person singing that.
Wow, I knew two. I never realized that they could get up to four tones.
Apparently.
It's crazy.
The research I did, I was fortunate for Fly Magazine. I did get to interview the band's touring manager. His name is Sean Quirk. He's actually from America, and about mm-hmm. 10 years ago on a Fulbright scholarship moved over to Tuva to kind of study the art himself, and got linked up with the band. And this band is amazing. For these guys that are living in a very... very different society than America. They've toured with Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, and they recorded on his Grammy-winning
is that right?
Christmas album a few years back. So these guys are Grammy winners. But
and they're coming to the Ware Center.
They'll be at the Ware Center. The event is called A Little Taste of Asia 2. So this is actually the second installment of it. And there's also a music duo from China that is performing as well. So
sweet.
True to its name, it's a taste of Asia, taste of Asian music, and it's not to be missed.
What's the date on that?
That is the 23rd of February, Saturday.
Awesome.
That same night, on the 23rd, also downtown Lancaster, I know you've talked to Josh Gibble from Live from the Cellar. He's got a performance, which I'm actually, a little self-promotion.
Sure.
Happy to be involved with. I'll be opening for some good friends of mine, the Vulcans. They are a three-piece, very rootsy Americana style. They do a good bit of instrument swapping through the show, so that's always fun to watch. And there's a banjo, and there's guitars and keyboard, and they three-part harmonies. It's really fun to watch.
Where are those guys from?
They're from all over the place. Aaron Spangler actually lives here in downtown. He recently moved here, but the other members, one lives in Mechanicsburg. I believe the other one lives in Westchester area. So
wow.
Lancaster's kind of an epicenter for the band,
yeah.
So it's good for them to be performing here. And it's a as our listeners probably know, it's 40 person capacity show. So if you are interested in coming out to that, there's a Facebook page event page made for it already, and you have to RSVP in advance because those seats will fill up. Later on that week, on Thursday, the 28th of February. The Chameleon Club is hosting a couple of our favorites, Toy Soldiers, The Districts. But beyond that, there's a band from Philadelphia called The Lawsuits, and they're new on my radar.
Okay.
And I actually learned about them through my friends in Toy Soldiers and The Districts. The Lawsuits, they have a very interesting sound. It's a mix of almost like an indie rock, but also this alternative folk as well. Instrumentation ranging from a banjo and acoustic guitar to electric guitar and saxophone, and they really it's a five piece, so they really spread the instrumentation out. And this past November, the band released a more acoustic driven sound for them. It was the third release. It was an EP, six songs. You can find it on their Bandcamp page, which is thelawsuits.bandcamp.com. And it was released as a precursor of sorts to a full length, which is due out this spring. So it's something to look out for.
Nice.
Definitely check out the Bandcamp page and come out to the show, hear them live, and that definitely get you geared up for the new album coming out this spring. One last thing, if our listeners are up for a road trip, on the 17th of February, which is Sunday night, the Tri-State Indie Awards are taking place at the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. That's going to be hosted. The host this year is Ron Gallo, the lead singer of Toy Soldiers, which should be entertaining. And there's a number of Central PA bands that are all in the running for Tri-State Indie Awards.
Absolutely.
In addition to the Toy Soldiers, Stray Birds, Derry Miller and the Vale, The Districts, King's Foil, myself.
Mike McMonagle.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we've been pumped about this since last year's show.
It was a party. It was a really Absolutely. Good time. And it was so much fun to see so many, bands and there was a great networking opportunity, and just get to meet people. You see these names on bills all over the place, and to finally actually put faces with names and exchange some phone numbers and email addresses. And, personally, I've kept in contact with Caleb Griffin Band, was a band that I met there and,
blew me away.
Yeah. They're good people to keep in touch with and follow and see live as well. So if you're up for the trip, we'll all be there. We look forward to
Wood Stove House will be in the house.
Awesome. Awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll catch you next month. Mm-hmm. Along with being an accomplished local musician and writer and editor for Fly Magazine, Mike is responsible for booking live music events at TELUS 360, a Lancaster business that brings environmentally sustainable solutions to all aspects of living. Check out the show post for today's episode to link up with Mike McMonagle and TELUS 360.
I've got a secret, and it's one that can't be kept. I've got a secret, it's been days since I last slept. Will it crawl inside my ear? It lives inside my mind. Oh yes, I got a secret of the most revealing kind. Some call my secret just the ranting of a fool, and that lacks the education given in elementary school. But I believe in every word, and I believe in nothing less. What's going on behind the scenes, son, you never guess. Oh, 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 oh. No Hollywood or Broadway show, no book of science fiction has ever conjured up the scenes of such acute prediction. And if it is, that so few, so
such a secret share, and the irony of my situation is so few will care. Oh, oh. Secret than the people wanna know. That's just a simple truth as far as secrets go. Up until it contradicts what they hold as fact. Oh, how unwelcome truth can make the messes act. No Hollywood or Broadway show, no book of science fiction has ever conjured up the scenes of such acute prediction. And here it is that so few. Such a secret share, and the irony of my situation is so few will care.
Adam Blessing is a hard-working singer-songwriter and guitarist from here in central Pennsylvania who balances his home and family life with his music career and balances many years of steady cover gigs with pushing his own songs in rooms that prefer original music. Whatever he's been doing has been working. He's currently on the cover of Fine Living Lancaster magazine. And since the beginning of the year, he's performed at the Ware Center here in Lancaster with YouTube sensation Austin Criswell and was on the bill for the Central Pennsylvania Showcase at World Cafe Live in Philly. People are paying attention to Adam Blessing, and those who aren't will be soon. It's Adam Blessing on Around the Wood Stove. Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, it's Adam Blessing. Welcome to Around the Wood Stove.
Thanks for having me.
I got to tell you something. I had heard your name a couple of times, maybe in the last year, 18 months or so. Some people mentioned you in passing, but I hadn't caught a show.
Okay.
And then you and I were part of a show at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. It was a Central Pennsylvania showcase a few weeks ago, middle of January. And I was completely blown away by your set.
Well, thank you.
That's how we're going to start this conversation.
Well, I'm glad you were.
Now, how come I didn't know who you were prior to that? I mean, I've been hanging around the Lancaster scene for a while now.
I think it's probably, I'm probably partly to blame. It's the people who do know me know that I'm, you know, I'll be 32 years old. I got two kids, a mortgage, you know. And I'd be lying to you if I said some of the reason I got, almost all of the reason I started playing music publicly was because I needed the money. And I love music, don't get me wrong, but Lancaster is so supportive. They give guys like me a place to play. You know, covers and stuff. And I know so many artists don't want to do it, and I understand that. But the beauty of Lancaster, yeah, there's the whole cover scene that you can go into, you know, a little tavern or whatever, or a restaurant and play that. But I also like to write my own stuff, and so I kind of lace it in between. Okay. And so sometimes the guys who, like yourself, that strike me more as they do more of their original stuff and they go that route, haven't heard of me yet because I've only been able to kind of get that original ball rolling.
Okay.
And be able to splice it in. I've kind of had to walk two sides of the line there. And Lancaster County lets you do that. You know, I have to pick the different gigs to do that, though. Like, we went to World Cafe Live. That was the night where I could just do my originals, finally. Thank you.
Sure.
And do that. I could fly that flag, you know?
But talk about how the scene supports that. How often are you playing?
I'm playing probably 2-3 times a week. Nice. In the Tri-County area. You know, so between Lancaster and Lebanon and Harrisburg and York, you just get into these rooms that where they say, hey, we just want to have an acoustic guy play, do some interesting covers, do some interesting stuff, weave your originals in there. And usually, yeah, you end up doing more covers.
Yeah, that's fine.
But it helps you support it. And then you start lacing your originals in there. And then they're like, who wrote that? Who did that? And that's when you know you got them. That's when you sell a CD. And that's when you really pump your original stuff.
You are currently on the cover of Fine Living Lancaster magazine.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're just playing the pub up somewhere in Lebanon County, you know, for 2 or 3 hours on a Saturday night to a bunch of regulars.
Right. The way I made that transition is I'd play some of these gigs, but then I also found out about rooms that wanted just original stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'd kind of hit them up. I'm like, hey, how do I get in there? How do I do that? So, for instance, I did something about 2 years ago here with Blue Tiger Media, the same building here. And I saw that they had this cool Fine Living Lancaster. When I think it was when they first getting started, they had this local radio station channel they're playing on their website. And I listened to it. I thought, well, this is pretty, I like this stuff. It's pretty good. People that, again, like you said, I saw their name, didn't know much about what they did, but I was like, I'd like my music to be on that. So I went to the contact button. And you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So
absolutely.
I just said, hey, I really dig what you're doing. Thanks for supporting the live scene and musicians. I said, I'd love to send you, here's a few MP3s, give a listen. I'd love to be, you know, I'd love to be a participant in whatever way.
Right.
If you like it. And like, you know, later that day, they were like, yeah, we dig your stuff. Let's put it on. And I also saw that they did these little recording sessions where they'd have people play and get filmed, and you know, they'd bring in a little audience there.
You're right.
And I thought, well, how do you get to do that? I would do that. I'd like to do that. And they were like, well, yeah, come on in. Do you think you could do that for an hour? I'm like, absolutely. You know.
Sure.
And so they do that. So it's just, I found that it's just about if you give people your best when you're there, if you give them your best and you're a nice guy.
Right.
Then all you got to do is have people know that you exist. Just let people know you exist. And ask them, well, can I play there? Can I? If they don't want you there, they'll say no. And say, okay, well, maybe some other time. But that's how I've been getting a lot of these things. I just ask.
So many people shadow boxing with themselves and lose every match. So many people chasing things that I'm afraid they may never catch. Seems like life is filling up and time keeps on slipping by. Yes, my calendar sheds its tears through the weeks, months, and the years. How it seems to fly. But we don't need to think about it. No worry, don't change a thing. We just get up every morning, you and I. Oh, we got a lot of life to live. We got a lot of life to live.
That's a lot of life from my guest Adam Blessing. The songs on today's program come from Adam's most recent album, Voices, Times, and Places. Here's Adam Blessing talking about the song Best Years on Around the Wood Stove.
Best Years was written because I was tired of looking through photo albums and not being able to remember these pictures I was in and feeling guilty about it. And I'll clarify that. I'd look through these pictures of me and my kids doing stuff, and they were babies or something. I'm like, well, I don't remember it, but I was there. And then I started thinking, yeah, but you remember all these songs other people write with words that mean absolutely nothing to you. You can remember all that. And this you forget? That's not right. And I kind of felt guilty about it. And I said, okay, if that's the way my mind works, I'm going to take my life as it is right now, 2 years ago, and I'm going to write a song that is a snapshot of my life, full of images of my daily life, so that when I sing this song every night, I can go back and I can remember these images and I won't have to look at the album because they're there. Because I notice that when I sing a song and I'm doing a line, a certain image comes into my head. It's just there. It automatically happens. And I'm so glad I did that with that song, because the song is, when I sing it and play it live, I'm looking at a photo album. It's those snapshots, the same ones, come back every time. It, nobody ages. It's, I'm there. And that's why I wrote the song, and it worked.
October is the best years of my life. What if October? My sneakers aren't name brand, and my clothes are secondhand. I'm still smiling. I'm still smiling. My house is getting small,
But the plans to move have stalled. We're still living. We're still living. And my little boy's still trying hard to get himself a taste of the sunlight. Or the flavor of the beams and rays that radiates when sunny days is alright. These are the best days of my life. What if they're all over? These are the best days of my life.
What if I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. My guest today is singer-songwriter Adam Blessing, who has been on the rise over the past couple years in the regional original music scene. Adam's laid-back, beach-bum style is influenced at least partially by trips to the Outer Banks, especially the island of Ocracoke, which is the title of one of the songs on his latest album, Voices, Times, and Places. Here's Adam Blessing.
It's this great little island, and you have to take... The only way to get there is by a ferry. So you drive all the way to the tip of Hatteras, and you wait in line for a ferry, and you drive over there, and it takes you over. It's a free ferry. And I go there every year. It's actually where Blackbeard used to hide out. And it's awesome. But don't tell anybody. Because I don't want anybody else going there. I don't want to blow the secret. It's between you and me. You edit this out. No, I'm
just... No problem.
It's awesome. And they got this little local radio station that they play me. I just booked two gigs there. I'm going to go down. I'm going to play two gigs on the island at the campground. And they have this little radio station. They spin me with top 40 because they can.
Right.
You know? And it's a great place.
You have Howard's Pub listed on the back. It's a little symbol little there. Is this a favorite place of yours there?
Actually, I like Howard's, yeah. But I did that too because then people would get the connection. Anybody who's been to Ocracoke knows Howard's Pub.
I got it.
You know, but anybody who doesn't would just think, oh, it's just some little thing. So I did it as this little subtle thing, you know. I didn't want something on the back that said Ocracoke. I wanted something from the island.
Yeah.
That's more what it was, you know. But I love Howard's too.
If Silver Lake could only talk, I'd give more than pennies for thoughts. Don't tell me of the tides that rise and fall, spin me the tales of Blackbeard's battle call. Before the lighthouse ever shone, this island was a pirate's home. No roads or restaurants, just little pirate haunts and hideouts nestled in the beach. Off of Ocracoke, just off the Outer Banks, old Blackbeard sends his thanks to you. Tucked in harbor, safe and sound, he kept his feet off of dry ground, and all he needed was a sloop and crew. Oh, 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 crew, crew.
At the Wood Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or sign up and get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. And now back to our conversation with Adam Blessing. We're talking about songs from his latest album, Voices, Times, and Places, on Around the Wood Stove. Tell me about number 9.
Number 9 was written because I had such a bad case of writer's block. And it was a song I never intended to play. And when you hear it, you'll understand why. I think all of us who've written songs go through these spells, these peaks and valleys where you write some great stuff and then you just, you got nothing.
Right.
And this was early on. That song was written probably six or seven years ago. And I never intended to play it in front of anybody because it was kind of like this Irish feeling song. It was a joke. It was supposed to be a joke. I thought, okay, if I have no ideas, I can either, one, I can try and force ideas, which you always wind up with terrible songs then, or you can stop. And I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to stop writing. I wanted to do something creative. I said, so the third option is write something totally left of center that you've never touched before. And I thought, a funny song, something ridiculous. I'll never play it, but it'll just be something to keep the synapses firing.
Yeah.
You know? So that song was written about a sailor who loses one of both of his legs one at a time to a shark. And it was so ridiculous, I almost stopped writing it midway. I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is so stupid. And then I the first time I played it out, people were like, dude, I love that song. That's hilarious. And now when I go out, like when I go down to Ocracoke, somebody recognized me and said, are you the guy that sings the shark song?
So that's the one, right?
That's the one. Number 9. I didn't want to call it the shark song because I didn't want it to be like a comedy album. But I'm like, for what it is, it's well written. I mean, for what it is. It's not. But people, I thought, man, wouldn't it stink if that's the song I get remembered for? I had to put it on, you know? It's one of those things.
I went out for a swim when the light had grown dim during feeding time. There was no dorsal fin swimming on in, no warning sign. And my maritime story may seem a bit gory, and it'll stay that way. For the lesson I've learned is one that I've earned, to only go swim in the light of day. Oh, well, a shark, a shark, a shark, it took my whole foot off. Well, a shark, a shark, a shark, he just ate it and swam off. Oh, a shark, a shark, a shark took my foot for a meal. Yes, he did. Oh, he took my whole foot from the toes clear through to me.
What's the future for Adam Blessing?
More of the same. You know, just making people say no and being surprised when they say yes. You know? That's what it is. And however far, and again, don't let other people define success for you. Enjoy what you got to do. You know?
It's a great attitude. It's a great outlook. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. This is a treat.
You can link up to Adam Blessing online at the show post for today's episode. That's at our website, woodstovehouse.com. While you're there, you can check out past episodes of this program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.